Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Shmir, Salosh, and Shara, Zechira, Perek, Beis, Shin, number 22, a new Perek. And the Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss the severity, the extreme severity that Loshon Hara is treated with. And he explains that the way we behave with someone else, the way we treat someone else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us. And let's give an example, says the Chavetz Chaim. Let's say someone wrongs us. Someone else 100% guilty. And we are 100% innocent. We did absolutely nothing wrong to that person. But yet, we are mavir al midosav. We forgive and we let it go and we move on. It's a tremendous, tremendous chus for the person. It's tremendously difficult. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the same way you behave with that person, I behave with you, and I am mavir al kol pshav. I will also forgive you for your averis as well. Exactly what that means is not for this year. What that means, Hashem forgives us for our averis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mavir al kol pshav, on our averis. Why? Because we let that person go on, and we forgave him. Kol merachim al abriyas merachim lovin shemayim. We arouse in shemayim. We arouse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy, because that's how we're dealing and treating other people. Let's give an example from the Sefer Tamid Devayro. The Ramak HaKadosh says as follows, explains the Yisoid like this. Let's say you pick up the phone and you call somebody and you try to make a shidduch. You pick up the phone, you talk to somebody, you're discussing with the person, the man, the lady, and you try to make a shidduch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're trying to make a shidduch down here, I'm going to make the shidduch up there in Shemayim. But you down here, that person who picked up the phone, who thought of an idea and carried it through, didn't just say, oh, you know, maybe that's a good idea and just move on with life, but thought about that other person and went the extra mile, picked up the phone, made the phone call, trying to make things happen, taking their own time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you care about someone else. I'm going to care about you. I'm going to bring bracha to the world. I'm going to bring bracha to your house. And I'm going to make that shidduch happen. It might not be that exact shidduch, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're doing it your job down here. Now you aroused the midah of Rachmim up in Shemayim. But Rachman al-Islam, the flip side, is the same as well. If a person speaks Lashon Hara, if a person speaks harmful words about someone else, and he speaks Rechilus, and he says, you know, I don't understand. Why didn't they invite you to, why didn't they invite your daughter to the camp, the backyard camp? Why didn't they speak to you about the carpool? Oh, now the carpool's full. It's such a shame. And the person speaks Rechilus like that. And then you start thinking, well, I thought that person was my friend. Why didn't they include me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're rousing the din. Din, judgment is going to come down now from Shemayim. No one wants the din to be scrutinized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our actions that we do. So it all starts down here. And that's what Lashon Hara does. Lashon Hara, that's why it's so serious, so severe. When the person speaks Lashon Hara, they arouse the Mekatrik HaGodol. They arouse the Nochosh HaKadmoini. They arouse that Yetzer Hara, the Nochosh that spoke Lashon Hara and told Chava to eat from Eitz Hadas. That's what happens when a person speaks Lashon Hara. They arouse the Din Min HaShemayim. And that's why it's another reason, says the Chavetz Chaim, why this is such an extremely, extremely serious Aveira. Very timely discussion, as we are once again during the 9 days right before Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says in Bab Mitzia Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Loi Chorvo Yerushalayim Ela Shehemidu Divrei Maldin Torah. Yerushalayim says was destroyed. Why? Because they wanted to keep to the letter of the law. They didn't want to go Lifnei Meshus Adin. They weren't Mavir. If someone did something wrong to me, if he's wrong, he's wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. Forgive the person. Overpower your Yetzirah. Why was Yerushalayim destroyed? Al shehemidu divreim al din Torah. They said, if someone wronged me, then he is the guilty one. He deserves to be punished. As opposed to forgiving that person. And it's very difficult for us to forgive that other person. But we have to realize what's at stake over here. L'chorva Yerushalayim. Imagine if we have the ability, and don't just imagine, because we do have the ability to rebuild Yerushalayim by the Mavr al Midosav. That's what Chavetz Chaim, concludes over here. It says, Dim hayu ma'avirin al midosayim hayakodesh baruch hu moichin lehen gamkein. That if we, meaning the time when Yerushalayim was destroyed, if they would have been moichel and forgive all those people who did something wrong to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have forgiven them as well. And that's what we see with the severity, once again, the seriousness of a person speaking Lashon Hara. He arouses the din, the exact din, to come down from Shemayim. Rachmana Litzlan, we should try as much as possible, especially during this time period, every single day, especially during the 9 days, to let things go and realize that, just like we heard when we were children, that you're building that brick of the Beis HaMikdash, that's exactly what's happening. By a person, he's building that brick in Shemayim, getting closer to come down and build the Beis Shlishi.